Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is that it?
Forgot you found it?
This is the theme for that?
That's the jitterbug phone that someone mentioned. This was the theme that they wanted to hear.
I told you I sounded old, but I just said that I don't want to switch my phone because I'm used to where all the buttons are. I don't want to learn new stuff.
Your kids, though, when your kids get off to when they have that phones, that's when you're going to be in trouble.
Hold them out for as long as I can. I'll just be honest with you. As long, they're going to have to beg for a cell phone.
I think your daughter.
It will be so long before I cave on it. They will have to beg every day for a very long time.
I think you're 2 years away from your daughter needing a phone or slash wanting, but
needing a phone. She can't get anywhere with that. She doesn't need a phone.
Yeah, it's crazy. I have nephews that 7, 8 years, they have Apple Watches and stuff. That's crazy.
But I think it's nuts.
I know. I'm just telling you. So anyway, that was the jitterbug jingle we were talking about. It is time for a little Fan Club Friday, though. We do it each and every Friday here on Cody and Gold. It's presented by Jay Rieger & Co. Really excited about today's one because we got some great drinks, but also we've got some new friends in the building. Newest morning show over on our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf. We've got Jenny and Jagger, Matt Gaspy as well, the producer. We've had Matt in before. You guys know Matt a little bit.
He's coming in for a fan club, yeah.
Jenny Matthews, Jagger, to see you guys. So 2 weeks in the new show.
Yeah.
You guys, now you have ties, I know, Jenny, to Kansas City for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's the first 2 weeks gone for you guys?
I have to be honest with you, I couldn't ask for anything better. These two guys are such hard workers, and we're all on the same page with the show, so we just have a way to go. But I say for the first couple weeks, we're happy.
I like it.
Feeling good.
I noticed, Jagger, you're wearing I think that's a Guardians cap.
It is indeed.
Okay, so you're a Guardians fan.
I'm from Ohio, yeah.
From Ohio.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard because, certain fan bases, I feel like it's, oh, no, you're a Raiders fan. I mean, the last time they won something was like Bob Feller. So,
he's right.
Like, it feels mean to pick on
honestly,
Cleveland.
I feel this way as a
Cleveland. That just feels kind of mean.
No, I feel you.
That's a tough sports city.
As a Cleveland fan, I love for Kansas City. I always have, even before I moved here. So, you guys had a great World Series run with 2015.
Yeah.
We're trying to get back. It's been a while.
The Guardians, that is true. The Cleveland from a sports town, obviously LeBron with the Cavs and everything.
Yeah.
You guys had that. And I don't know if you're also like all the way around Cleveland sports.
I'm kind of random because I grew up in Youngstown, Ohio. I'm not sure if you guys have ever heard of that.
Only because Kansas used to have a football coach, Mark Mangino.
Yes.
He's got ties to Youngstown.
That's right.
That's the only reason why I know.
So when you grow up there, you have the choice to either be a Browns fan or a Steelers fan. I took the Steelers for football.
Smart.
And then Guardians, Cavs, Ohio State. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Well, at least you chose right on the football.
Thank you very much.
You definitely chose right there. Being a Cleveland Browns fan is a nightmare.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Yeah. All right, so we've got some great drinks, though, today, and then we'll get into talking some more about what you guys have been up to and what people can expect from the show, and plus everything that's going on this weekend. So we've got the new canned cocktails from Jay Rieger & Co. and a little Border War. Now, I noticed Jenny right away. I was like, oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
She grabbed the Missouri-flavored ones or themed ones. I'm a KU grad, Jenny, so,
To be fair, I didn't go to college.
Okay. But that's fine. But you like MU.
My husband is a graduate of MU. Okay. So I feel like to keep it in the family, Mizzou.
You're
it
an MU household, it is.
So exactly.
The Electric Park canned cocktails from Rieger. We've got the Como cocktail and the Truman Twist. And then on the Kansas side, we've got the Beacon Berry and the Kansas Cooler. I think I got the Beacon Berry is what I'm drinking here.
This is delicious.
Today, so these are very good.
Yeah. These are very good.
Yeah, these are perfect for some tailgating maybe tomorrow for some football games.
I went to Missouri too. You always give me a hard time because I teach at UMKC.
You might as well be a Missouri guy.
Anybody want to come talk to my class about how to perform on radio? I need someone on the music
side.
I
would do it.
We would both
because
do it.
I do is talk format. So I haven't taught them about the music side of
perfect.
It's a slightly different performance, although it's molded. You know this. it's yeah. changed a lot to like everybody's doing a little bit more talk style versus
sure.
voice tracking. Or,
yeah.
Are you guys country music fans?
So I actually listen Gold to The Wolf quite a bit. Driving into work. So I don't know if you guys are the same with music versus what you listen to. For me, I don't want to listen to sports talk when I'm driving in the morning. That's my world. I love it. We're in it. But I don't want to, like, when I drive home today, I'm not, with all due respect to Carrington, I love Carrington, I'm not immediately turning on sports talk. I've done it all week. So I listen to a lot of music stations. I know I'm probably old in this regard. Like, people, you know, will just do podcasts and stuff. I'm not a big podcast person. So, like, I'm not even kidding. I'm not just saying this. I listen to you guys driving in.
Hey, thanks.
I've become more of a new country fan. I don't like the old school country. I like new country.
Yeah, that's Jagger.
Yeah, me. That's me when it comes to that.
I listen to almost no country.
Hey, now.
You know, borderline zero.
Yeah.
The most country I've listened to the last decade was Beyonce's country album.
Okay, that's all right.
Any indication to as close as I've gotten on it.
What about Shaboozy?
No. Okay. I mean, I know the song. Oh, okay. I know the song.
I was going to make sure. I was like,
it's a very popular song. Yeah. Well, we had to go over this. It's like, Gold didn't think he knew a song that he did know because it was from K-pop Demon Hunters.
Oh, yeah.
We were just talking about that down the hall. I don't even understand that.
I don't. I was lost yesterday. I was
giving a whole breakdown of the Han Moon. They were ignoring me.
I had no idea.
Do you remember either of the bands from K-pop Demon Hunters?
I don't even understand what that means.
Oh, he knows.
I'm also a pop guy, though.
He knows.
Okay.
I do top 40 as well, so.
Jagger knows.
Yeah, I do.
Drew, do you remember either? He was taking notes. We do a professor segment where I force him to learn stuff.
Like BTS is K-pop.
Am I allowed to look at my notes or no?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to look at the notes?
No, just try to remember.
Do you remember either of the two bands?
I remember as you mentioned something, Guima or some.
They're tough to say, honestly.
Huntrix.
The one that sounded like Soulja Boy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It does. Soulja Boy. Yeah, it's something like soda.
Jenny's shaking her head looking at Matt like, what are they talking about? This is how I felt yesterday.
I don't know.
Jenny, how old are your kids?
I have a 12-year-old boy and a 14-year-old girl.
Maybe a little too old for it. I was trying to decide if like your kid's age would have... Because it is the number one streamed thing on Netflix right now.
Well, I feel like this weekend I should watch it just so I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's very popular.
You told me I need to ask my nephews about it. I swear I haven't heard them talking about
it. I was busy watching The Poop Cruise.
That was very popular, too. I didn't watch any of it.
That's a quick watch. It's like an hour and 20 minutes. And we're talking about the Netflix doc, right? I was intrigued.
I was intrigued as well. My husband, the Mizzou grad, usually will put on, I don't know, something sports.
Uh-huh.
He's probably so excited that I'm on the fan right now. Yeah. Loves you guys. But he usually puts on something sports at night or whatever. Mm-hmm. He's like, for whatever reason, put on The Poop Cruise. And so I thought, well, I'll fall asleep in 2 seconds. Oh, I couldn't fall asleep to that. I was mesmerized.
It went by very quick.
Did you guys watch the one about that? Mom cyberbullying her own kid?
Yes!
Oh, that was
you. Wait, what?
There's another one on Netflix. This mom, so a girl was being bullied in high school.
Is this the unknown whatever it's called?
Oh, it was her
I was told I need to watch
it. It was unknown her own mom.
What?
It was her mom.
Oh my goodness.
That's the basis of the documentary. You can't spoil documentaries. It's history. I can't spoil World War II.
Oh, man.
It's a documentary on a thing that happened.
But
it's not a twist. They admit immediately. It's the first 5 seconds that she's the bully.
Cody.
It's not like a surprise twist ending. It's the whole documentary.
We know.
It's the basis of it.
Cody, we know World War II happened. I didn't know about this story until a week ago when someone said, you need to watch this unknown caller show.
Oh, yeah.
So you, thank you. Thank you.
I didn't spoil it.
Uh-huh.
It's the basis of the documentary.
You don't have to watch it now.
Alex? I do feel like you gave him a spoiler because it's kind of fun to not know and then watch and what? It's the mom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
It's pretty bleak. And she is not, I would say, Jenny, she's not great at defending her actions.
No.
She just like, you know, I was just kids. And you're like, what?
Or how about when she says, well, I didn't start it. I didn't send the first text.
Yeah.
It's like I just picked up where the other bully left off, which is a lie. She was the original bully the entire time.
You're getting crushed on the text line. Ruining it for everybody.
Oh, no. Man.
Oh, no.
913-586.
He's also dead the whole time in The Sixth Sense. What do you need me to ruin?
Wow.
Go. Good job. I love it.
Too soon.
He's 30 years old.
Come on.
How about what's in the box?
What's in the box?
His tunnels behind the poster in Shawshank Redemption. What else do you want?
Oh, man.
Spoiler alert.
That's really disappointing.
You haven't seen it by now. It's not my fault.
We're having fun, a little fan club Friday here on Cody and Gold. We've got Jenny and Jagger from 106.5 The Wolf hanging out with us. Matt Gatsky, their producer as well. There's a lot of people, Matt, that I must say, have mentioned numerous times they thought your voice was something on this show numerous times in the past.
Really?
And I said, nope, not him.
No, No. Can't speak to that.
Yeah, I would. Don't say anymore.
No. Convinced. All right, well, that's tough to do when you're on a talk radio show, but I can shut up.
Yeah, don't tell anybody anything more than that they need to know about perhaps your involvement in this program.
I'm around, but no.
You're in the building all the time.
Yeah.
Hard worker.
I see you guys almost every day.
That's true. Like you have, I got to say, you might have the worst hours. I feel like you're here early, and yep. I always feel you're here pretty late. I can't figure out. It feels like you're here the whole day.
Right now, it's like 5:30 to 3.
Oh.
Mm. Getting ready for our show, and then, I do the behind-the-scenes stuff for two radio stations.
What's your caffeine intake? Because you're not getting a nap at 3:30.
No,
Or do you go to bed at like 8?
No, I go to bed usually around like 10:30. Mm. That's like my drop dead. That's go to bed 10:30 so I can get like 6 hours of sleep before I need to come in here.
Yeah, so. I noticed.
That works. He's got young kids.
Well, he says it works for him. Well,
that's the thing. If I'm going to bed at like 8 o'clock with everything going on with my family and stuff, that's my kids' bedtime. I want to have a little bit of time to like hang out with my wife for a little bit. So in a couple hours, we can watch something on TV.
Like
we
the
can
poop talk. Bruce?
We can hang out.
It's romantic.
Enjoy stuff. No, I won't be watching that. But that's just part of the schedule. You got to do what you got
to
do.
Now, are you thinking about buying a house? I was listening to you guys the other day on The Wolf, and I heard that you had quite the story, Jagger, telling him basically not to buy a house.
Yeah,
same black way, mold and everything.
Yeah.
Are you going? Hey, the interest rates just got cut. Great news for you. Hey. You know?
We're super close right now. It's just moving around the country, doing radio, which I'm from here. I did radio in upstate New York. I did radio in Wisconsin. And when you move across the country to do that, I think you guys know, it kind of wipes out your savings. And, we've been renting for a while. And so we're kind of at the beginning of that. Like, my wife's been working for a while. I've been working. So we've been able to start saving. So it's kind of that time. It's like, it would be nice to own a house. Sure.
Why not? Go for it. Why were you trying to talk him out of it?
Jagger was anti-house.
Well, tell him about it.
Well, there's the radio curse. You guys have heard of that, right?
For sure. Yeah, I've moved around.
That happened to me. I had that happen to me in Utah. It was in Salt Lake City. I bought a house. Within less than a year, I lost that job, so I had to sell the house.
Show just started. Great time.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm not going to get rid of you in a week.
What could go wrong?
I'm going to give you a little bit of time, typically.
What could go wrong? It's fine. Dude, between that and then what happened
at
your house
in Connecticut?
No, not Connecticut. Utah.
Oh, yeah, the Utah.
Did
you hear that part of it? Did you hear that twist of the
story? No, I heard the Connecticut house, the black mold, the older home. That's all I heard.
There's a twist with the Utah house. So I moved to New Haven, Connecticut from Salt Lake.
Okay.
And as I'm there, like maybe less than a month, I get a phone call on my phone. It was the FBI. And the FBI is like, hey, sir. Are you aware of people making crystal meth in your old house? I'm like, no, I'm not.
I think I would have known that.
Wow, Heisenberg was living there before.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I was like, I have no idea, sir. I sold the house. I moved to Connecticut. I have no idea what's happening there.
Jeez.
And that was it. That was like,
well, at least they never called back, I guess.
Yeah, that was creepy. That was very creepy. So that was another twist of the Utah house. I have a lot of house drama, guys. So
yeah, I've only rented. I'm from Kansas City, but I, as you guys know, with radio, so I was interned here back in the day, but then I was in Boise, Idaho. I was in Topeka, Kansas. I've been all over before coming back. We've been doing the show for now 6 years.
But. I hate moving so much.
The
appeal of buying is I'll just die in this house.
Well, that's cool. I mean,
I don't care. I'll live in it forever.
You took it really far down the road about that.
Yeah.
We talk about buying a house. I can just die there.
In my career, I've lived in 7 states in my career so far.
Seven.
Yeah. That's a lot.
What's the longest run?
New York City.
Okay.
I was in New York City for over a decade.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was good.
Is that, no, it was Z100.
Oh, yeah.
There it
is. Oh, yeah. You're in the old gear.
Hey there. I need new gear.
I'm wearing fan merch. I didn't even get points for that today.
No, you know what? I saw the Instagram post. I appreciate that. I thought that was awesome. That shirt in particular, Cody and I were joking. We don't even have that shirt, so I don't know where you got that one. That's a nice shirt.
Specialty I just went downstairs item. To the closet.
That is very nice.
We know people. We can make this happen for you.
It sounds like it. It definitely sounds like it. We're hanging out here. It's a Fan Club Friday on Cody and Gold. I was told by your producer that if we need sports trivia knowledge and everything, that Jenny, you are who we need to start talking to.
Let me tell you how unathletic I am. My kids have been playing soccer now since they were 3, and I still don't understand. I mean, I know what we're trying to do, right? We're trying to get that goal. but like offsides, all the things, all the rules. People ask me what position my kids play. I don't know.
I've never like idea. In a place where they play positions versus like little when they're just
they've
like
been in club soccer for years. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just not. And again, even like watching the Chiefs, of course I love the Chiefs. Sure. I live here. Royals. Yeah. I love the Royals. I live here. Yeah. But I'm more like, I know what we're trying to achieve. I just don't understand the getting there. And I went to a game in person, a Chiefs game in person. And man, without those lines, like on the TV, I had no idea what was going on. I rely on those lines. So that's where I am.
I love it. I love it.
That's where I am.
It's true. They don't have the yellow marker for you for a first down.
I mean, there's definitely time. Well, now they're doing the digital measurement stuff. So I guess you get in stadium, you get that a little bit more than even the old chain gang and everything. Now, for us, it's been weird in the last, I guess now 2 years, where the crossover, obviously, with the Swifties and Travis Kelce and football, and it's all kind of meshed together. I know more about Taylor Swift than I ever thought I would need to know. So I feel like for you guys, it's probably fun even going forward. Like, because of Taylor Swift, you're probably maybe going to be talking more on football, or at least Travis Kelce, than you guys maybe would have expected at any time in your career.
Yeah, but it's more like Travis Kelce's on the cover of GQ.
Yeah.
Where's the wedding going to be?
Where do you guys think the wedding's going to be? We were guessing, too. I'm convinced it's in the United States. I don't think it's overseas.
I say U.S., and I also say, like, maybe even in Travis's backyard, like, where he did the engagement, because I think they're so private. I think it's going to be very small, intimate affair.
You think, like, 100 people or less?
Or less.
See, I was still thinking Martha's nice Vineyard or something.
Oh, well, does she still have that house in Rhode Island?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's a pretty picturesque spot.
Just
I kind of thought that too. Yeah.
But here's my thought, okay? You've got two uber famous people, right? They each know so many people. You know, planning a wedding and that guest list, and you've got to get it to a certain people. You can't have 10,000 people at your wedding.
True.
So I feel like that's why they're going to just say, okay, we've got to make it just like super duper intimate family and friends, because otherwise, where do you draw the line? Who gets cut?
Yeah, that's tough.
You just treat it like a royal wedding and no one gets cut. You just send the invite to everyone.
But you can't, I mean...
That's the other choice.
They don't have a palace like the royal family to do this.
They could get a palace. I don't think that that's an issue.
Even if they did, I just feel like they're not those people. I don't know.
I don't disagree with that. Mm. Depending on, like, I think this also changes, like, the difference between, I think, people who get married when they're 24 versus if you got married... If I got married now, you know, like, I'm married and been married a long time. I think people handle a lot different, 24 versus mid-30s.
My husband and I say that all the time.
You'd have played it way different if you'd gotten married a decade after.
Totally.
I think. In a lot of cases. Maybe not everybody. Matt's thinking about his. What was your wedding like?
Small. Intimate. We did a destination wedding.
Okay, nice.
We did too.
San Diego. We are the guy who was my best man and the woman who's my wife's maid of honor were both in San Diego at the time, working independently of one another. She's in the Navy. He's a veterinarian. That's where he landed. And she couldn't come here because of her deployment there. So we're like, let's just have a destination thing. So we rented a house. Like a Verbo house. Everybody, the whole family stayed there. And there was like a couple close friends that were out there as well. And they came and it was just all in the backyard. It was super convenient.
How old were you got married?
Nice.
Let's see. It'll be 14 years here. So 26.
Okay.
26.
Yeah. I just celebrated 20 years of
marriage. Oh, wow. Congrats.
Hey. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's crazy.
20 years. How?
Jagger? How old am I? 25. It's crazy.
I wasn't going to say that.
I swear, and this is, you
already opened the door, so I'll walk right in the door now that you said it. But basically, I think I listened to you, Jenny, when you were on Mix 93.3.
Yeah.
Like quite some time ago, I think, actually.
Yeah, I started there.
Say it like that.
Well, you opened the door.
I stopped it. I was like, wait, I shouldn't.
You opened the door.
Oh, I'm an open book. I don't even care. It was 2004 that I started there.
Okay, that sounds about right.
I just turned 50. That sounds ancient.
What?
Tell me how young I look. Tell me. Talk slower. It's your turn.
Not 50.
I'm
41.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That was your time to like tell me how young I look. I'm waiting. Thank you.
25. What was the age you said?
25.
I'm sorry. Was that my back?
You guys are supposed to have each other's back already.
I was never back.
No, we do. We already do.
I was never back.
I feel like you guys had one. So when our show started, they just like put, we had not known each other at all.
Yeah.
We had met for all of like 36 hours and they just put us on the air.
Oh, wow.
Zero.
That's not too far off.
I was like,
you guys
have been like, at least, it feels like doing like, fake shows or something.
Yeah, we had like rehearsals.
You're doing like fake shows over there for like a week?
We were.
Yes, we were.
In retrospect, that was probably what we should have done.
You guys didn't get on microphones at all?
No, I maybe had met twice and then did 4 hours together.
I was in Houston, not doing local radio, but I was in Houston and him and I remote. This is before like everybody was using Zoom. In hindsight, we just would have done it on Zoom, but I dialed in at a tie line from a different station in Houston. And we did a mock hour without knowing each other and seeing each other. And then
that was like before you'd even Like, that was the audition for the job.
Correct.
Right?
That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's what I'm saying. And wow. But that was the most radio we had done together.
Yes. Other than that, we just came in and did a show.
Nice. Yeah. That's great.
And then COVID happened and we did the show from my basement. Yeah, it was like an 3 months, 4 months after the show started.
Wow. I didn't know that's where you guys were. I mean, I was up here during that and it was empty at the radio station.
6 months were weird.
Oh my God.
I feel like there's 6 feet between you here, though. You know,
at the time, you know what it is. Like, at the time, everybody was trying lots. And so other shows were in here like, well, we don't want you having to share the space, or I don't know what it was. Mm-hmm. We probably did it like 3 months in the basement.
I drove to Cody's house in Waldo when you were living there.
Wow.
And we did it downstairs for 4 hours every day throughout the first three months of the show, I think.
Yeah. The show started, no practice, just do shows. Inside of 6 weeks, we were at the Super Bowl in Miami.
Wow.
Then COVID. So the show had kind of an inauspicious start.
Yeah. Wow.
But just get to know each other pretty quick.
Yeah, and you do. When you spend this much time together, you can't help but... Like, for instance, this morning I had my first panic attack with the boys. It just happens. I struggle with anxiety, right? Yeah. So I had a panic attack. And I was texting my husband. I'm like, yeah, it happened. My first one with them. He's like, oh, they think you're super weird. No, I'm like...
Not really.
No, it was actually they were really sweet. Because I don't know if you guys have anxiety or panic attacks or anything.
I've had panic attacks, yes.
They're terrible. And they can come on for absolutely no reason. Mm-hmm. I have no idea what sparked it. And so I'm totally having this. And then I was just like, you guys, I have to tell you something.
Yeah.
I was very needy this morning. But you know, that's how I'm an open book online, on the air, here, wherever. Yeah. I just feel like... Yeah. Authenticity, right?
Yeah, no, no matter what format you're in. I mean, that's kind of the key. You guys know, we talk about just about everything in our life on the show, you know, and that's what people can relate to, that, right?
For sure.
And everybody's going through something or whatever it may be. So,
well, and I feel like once I let people know all my weird quirks and all the nutsiness about me, then I feel like I can really relax, because it's like, oh, they know that.
Like,
that
they're
can
in it
again.
Now.
Right.
They're aware.
Right.
We get it.
Yeah.
We get it.
Yeah, that's probably the better way to do it. Honestly, I don't know that there's anything we haven't discussed on this show at this point.
Yeah. I'll say for the most part.
Well, you were talking about the phone thing when we first came on this morning or this afternoon. So it's funny, because I was like that too with my kids about when am I going to get them a cell phone and how long am I going to hold off, right?
How long did you make it?
But here's the thing. I don't remember. They were young, 10 maybe. But here's why I use it as a tracking device. I mean, I love that if my son's
out. It's essentially low-jacked.
Seriously, because my son is an outdoor kid. He's like fishing. He loves to go run around. I can track him. I love it. I just
don't want them to have access to the internet.
Can't you block some of that stuff?
Yeah, you can.
Some. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can some.
So get them like a dumbed
down
version.
Like right now
on
their iPads, they don't have YouTube, right? Mm-hmm.
No, that's what I want to do. Same thing. You were playing the jitterbug thing. Yeah, do they still sell a flip phone? Where
they
have to do like the T9 texting if they want to text?
I sent.
That's what I want to do for my son.
Our daughter's 9 and she asks, obviously, because I don't know if she's got any friends that have one, but she just like, people have phones and I want a phone.
Yeah.
The one that I got tempted by that I sent my wife the link the other day, they sell these ones that are wireless. They charge, but they look more like home phones. They're called tin can. They only work with other kids who have the same thing. And they can pre-program like 3 or 4
emergency numbers or something. Or?
Yeah, like my number. Or like, I don't care if like it was just the 1 or 2 friends you know. Because at this age, at like 9 and 7, it's like you know some of them, but you don't know the parents the same.
Mm-hmm.
And every parent interaction is like open up for a disaster of like, I don't know we're going to like each other. It feels like dating in a lot of ways when you go like hang out with new parents for the first time. You're like, hope they don't suck.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you're just in a weird situation.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
I know that same thing. Well, the thing about the phones too with the kids is obviously since we were all younger, the prevalence of public phones and stuff, that's all gone out the window. I mean, I didn't have a cell phone when I was a kid, but if I needed to get picked up, it's like, I'm calling my parents from the pool and just being like, come pick me up. And just, do you accept charges? And no, he needs to be picked up from the pool.
Yeah,
so
the same thing.
Kind of thing.
They just gave us like, our front door was just unlocked as children. I didn't even have a house key. Just come and go as you please when I was a kid.
So different. I remember getting dropped off. We were talking about the skating rink earlier today for reason.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember like 8 years old getting dropped off. And then
Skate
they would
City.
Just pick us up later.
They taught us how to rub the World's of Fun stamps off in each other's hands. Just leave us there for the day.
Oh my gosh.
By one admission, and then just figure out how to get the rest of you in.
We'll continue to get to know Jenny and Jagger from 106.5 The Wolf as we continue Fan Club Friday here during Cody and Gold. Plus our game predictions for Chiefs-Giants. That's coming up right here on 96.5 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on a Fan Club Friday, it's Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Cody Tapp, Drew Nixon with you. Fan Club is presented by Jay Rieger & Co. And today we're having some of their new Electric Park cocktails, a little Border War theme. We got the KU and the MU ones, the Como cocktail and Truman Twist, the Beacom Berry and Kansas Cooler. Beacom Berry is very good. I think we're all enjoying these. They're the same flavors, just a little different name, depending on what side of the state line you want to rep.
The Smart. Truman Twist, it's a lemon vodka soda. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm. Is it refreshing? I mean, I
it's refreshing. It is refreshing. It's also very powerful. I've had like 5, 6, and I'm like, hey.
Let's see. Hold on. Fun on a Friday.
It's 4.5. Looks like 4.5% alcohol by volume on these.
Yeah. Can confirm.
Yeah. If you're listening,
we sometimes make like full blown cocktails with Jay Rieger stuff.
Wow. So,
like, it can get a little.
Oh yeah, some high quality cocktails.
Things get a little loose up in here sometimes.
Just a bit.
We like to make different cocktails. They don't make it, you know. Actually, we've tried to become an above board show. We were skirting some rules for a while, and we were, you know,
well,
we're trying to tighten it up.
The police were just outside.
I know, you know, I'm just saying, he's not just walking around. By the way, the voice you hear is Matt Gaspy. We've got the whole crew from 106.5 The Wolf, Jenny and Jagger, hanging out with us. But during the break, he's not even kidding. There was some police officers just walking through the building. I don't know what they're doing.
Are you
Cody?
Serious?
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom. I don't know.
Am I the only one in the 5 people in this who have been arrested before?
Whoa. Hey.
Tell us
I have not.
I was like a teenager. I was very young.
I have
I'm
not.
A true crime freak. Tell
Matt?
Me everything.
No. Anybody?
Nope. Never been arrested.
No.
I've ridden in the back of a police car.
Oh, for what?
After getting, well, I was I was riding with somebody who got pulled over and ended up getting arrested for DUI.
Oh.
Like she, yeah,
oh,
she wow. had she had, had too much.
And they put you in the back?
So they arrested her. And then they were like, can you drive this vehicle? And I'm like
not if
no,
you just pulled someone over and gave him a DUI. No,
no
I'm not.
She was
can
my
you drive?
Driver. No.
That's a wild thing to say to somebody.
No, and it's so passenger. I told the truth. No, I cannot drive this thing. They said, okay, we're in a, it's just down the road here, actually, just over
oh
in Fairways.
Wow.
Just off Shawnee Mission
Parkway.
They
said, we'll get
here.
You home?
Yeah, well, no, they said, well, we can give you a ride. How about we give you a ride over to this Quick Trip over on Row here? And I'm like, great. I'll call. So I had to call for a ride from there. But yeah.
My dad was in law enforcement. He was a Baltimore City police officer, which is like the worst place ever to be a police officer. And he was
is
for
just
like
30 every episode's
years.
Like The Wire.
I mean, seriously crazy. So he just passed. I'm so sad about that. But like, but he was finally telling me stories. Mm. You know, finally, about some of his police stories. They're just crazy. So I have so much respect for law enforcement. Like, thank you for what you do, because it's not easy, especially there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mine's normal, innocent childhood stuff. I was smashing mailboxes.
Oh!
Oh, you're just being a hooligan.
Uh-huh. Normal. Normal.
Destroying property.
Status.
You know.
That's kind of stuff. Yeah. It's
one of many hooligan acts in my youth.
Well, you got busted. The problem is, and I'm seeing this now, is like kids are going and they're filming themselves doing this stuff.
I'd like to think that I wouldn't have filmed it. I don't like. I like to think that, but who knows? Someone might have taken a cell phone video. I didn't, you know, like at that age.
You probably would.
Cell phones weren't as regular
thing,
and certainly not like a. I don't know. I
mean,
kids are stupid.
Were you ever arrested?
No, I was never arrested.
Okay, good.
Jenny, you said that like you're like you kind of
I saw that.
Yes, you looked at him like you know what? I think there might be a story there.
Definitely no stories. No stories.
Okay.
Has anyone had any other run-ins with the police that didn't end in arrest?
No, I mean, I've told this story on air numerous times to get it. My first job and full-time job in radio was in Wichita, and someone got murdered at my radio station.
Whoa,
yeah. I've told the story on air. The quick story, essentially, unfortunately, we had other stations in the building. On Sunday, I think one of the stations had like a paid program, church program or something. And this poor kid, because I was right out of college, too. We were both the same age at the time. I think we were both 22 years old or something. And on a Sunday night, they assumed this kid was there and heard something downstairs, small, locally owned station.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid hears something in the basement, and there was a guy, turns out to be ex-boyfriend of our front office lady at the time. And didn't think anybody would be in there. He was writing, like, threatening messages to her, trying to spook her. Oh. He didn't think anyone would be there. Unfortunately, then the guy snapped.
Oh.
And there was a full-blown altercation. He murdered the guy serving, 25-30 years in prison. And so, and I was doing mornings there at the time. And so, fortunately, the night before, we had a pretty good snowstorm in Wichita. So I was running a little bit late. I was also doing sales at the same, like, sales and
right,
the show.
Right.
So I would have gone downstairs to the office instead, because I was late. I went straight to the studio. Thank goodness. Otherwise, I would have been the first person to. Because I'm doing the show 2 hours in, it's 8 a.m., and I saw police officers walking past the window.
Oh, my goodness.
And
that's crazy.
So that's how we found out what happened. Yeah, wow. It was a whole thing. It's terrible.
Wow, that's rough.
Actually, yeah. I forgot. I just recently had a run-in with the police. Oh. I told you guys a little bit about it. My son threw me straight under the bus.
That's right.
Oh.
So we have a golf cart, but it's just to, like, drive around the neighborhood and go. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Well, there's a Quick Trip that's not that far up the road, right? And so my son had a sleepover. There's a bunch of boys, and they were all hungry, and I was just like, I don't want to get out of bed. So I was like, well, just take the golf cart. Go up there to the Quick Trip. This is now the third time that this officer has pulled him over. And he says, my mom told me I could do it. Threw me under the bus. This officer, though, I do not know why he did not give me a ticket. He should have given me a ticket. It's the third time we disobeyed, third time. And he didn't. He was just so nice. And
so still lucky. No ticket.
Not yet. I got a warning.
We'll find out about
warning.
The fourth time. Yeah. Yeah.
I was about to say, there's just so many, I can't believe more youth, just general run-ins with the police.
Mm-hmm.
You never, were drinking underage and then the cops busted it up?
Oh, yeah.
I had friends that happened, too. I mean, I remember in high school, so I was really into snowboarding when I was younger. Okay. And we'd go up to Snow Creek a lot.
Sure.
But sometimes you want to go get some practice in. So we would actually make a little snowboard jump in my friend's backyard. And we would go. It wouldn't be there would be no snow. We'd go over to an ice rink and take the ice shavings from Zamboni and load it up in the back of a pickup truck.
Nice. Hey.
And haul it back to the backyard. And we'd make a little snow jump and we'd be back there doing that. So one night we're over at our friend's house where we do it at. And it's, probably 10 p.m. and it's late and we're loud. And so the Lenexa police show up thinking it's probably some high school party going on. And the cop walks into the backyard and he just goes, Whoa! I thought you guys are going to be drinking back. What is happening? And we're like, we're hitting this rail here. We're doing some snowboarding stuff. And he's like, this is one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Just keep it down, guys. You're cool. Carry on. You want to hop on a snowboard? He's like, no.
I remember one time, too, in high school, I was dating this boy, and he didn't know that my dad was a cop.
Ooh.
And so he stole the Jenny Drive sign from Jenny Drive, wherever that was in my hometown.
I gave it to you.
Brings it over. And he's like, look what I got for you. I was like, get out of here with that. He's a cop. Come on.
He thought he was doing something nice.
He really did.
Trying to have a nice moment. You know?
I know.
We were just talking about stealing street signs. Because that also was a part of the youth shenanigans as a kid.
Totally.
Real quick, update from Arrowhead. We mentioned in the noon hour that we were waiting to hear from Andy Reid to find out the playing status of Xavier Worthy for Sunday against the Giants. We're going to have to probably wait until Sunday afternoon, it looks like. Andy Reid mentioned that Xavier Worthy, they're going to, quote, see how it goes. So we're getting that. We'll find out the official injury designation later on this afternoon, Cody, but he didn't rule him out, didn't say he's playing either. We do know, though, Mike Dana, Christian Fulton did not practice, so those two players are going to be ruled out for Sunday. But I still think Worthy plays. I just don't think there's any reason to declare that
gamesmanship
he's
is
playing
my guess.
Because of that.
Yeah, I'm assuming it's gamesmanship and that he doesn't want to reveal it. I will see later, I guess, when the practice report comes out. If he's a full participant, he's definitely playing. If he was limited, maybe it's still 50-50. But again, last week, Worthy was advocating, to my understanding, to play.
Right.
They decided to sit on it a week. If nothing's changed, I'd be kind of surprised if he didn't play on Sunday. They're also desperate.
They are.
They, have to win.
Yeah, it's a must-win game on Sunday. You can't get to 0-3. We went through the numbers earlier. Only 3% of teams that are fewer than 3% of teams that start 0-3 make the postseason. So it is a must-win for them. I think the designation will be interesting only because last week, as you said, Friday afternoon, he was doubtful. And then he was ruled out Saturday afternoon or Saturday morning.
Yeah.
So is he listed as questionable or is he not even listed as that when this comes out around, 2:30, 3
o'clock? My guess is questionable. And then they'll call it a game time decision in just as long as after practice today. They probably don't want to say for sure, too, because if he is weirdly sore or whatever stuff comes out of it, they'll push him down the road a little bit. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play and he'll be at 70% of a normal workload. And then by next week against Baltimore, they'll get him in full you know, full version of it.
So will you guys be locked in to the game? I know you mentioned your husband will be. Like, is this, how do you, for us, obviously, my whole Sunday is, I love the NFL red zone, and I'll sit there all Sunday. I don't have any kids, so I just got to worry about myself. So I'll just, I'll camp and sit on the couch for 8 hours. You guys, like, are you going to be locked in Sunday night at all for the Giants-Chiefs game?
The challenge for me now is getting used to doing mornings. Now, these guys have done mornings before.
Yeah.
It's my first time doing a morning show, so for me, it's like, am I going to be able to fall asleep? Because I'm going to want to watch the game a while, you know? So, it's tough for me. I'm getting used to the hours, you know?
I assume it's like having a kid. It's like accepted reality if you start getting up at 4 a.m. It just becomes your life.
I'm working on it.
Tell you what, though. Sunday night football is a late night. When you come in, I mean, you're wrapping things up, especially if it's something that was really exciting and you kind of like let your nerves kind of calm down a little bit.
Yeah,
So you can relax and go
to sleep.
At least
it's not Eastern time, which would be really tough for us. At least it's still 7 o'clock Eastern time.
1 a.m. is the end of the game or something like that.
Yeah.
And so here's where I am with it. I have all the cute outfits, like all the cute merch, right? I have so many Chiefs items in my closet, it's not even funny. So I will be like looking good for game day, ready for game day. It'll be on. I watch a little bit. You know,
it's like a social thing for you.
It's a social thing. And
people are here, great.
Yeah, and like I love the vibes of like it's football season.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Oh, so, everything, fall weather, all of it comes together. It's a great time of the year, and you can sense the energy. You guys see it.
Of course.
In the town when the Chiefs are doing well. That's why it's weird that they're 0-2. We haven't been in this territory in a while in Kansas City. Since 2014, actually, I think was the last time for that. We were earlier in the week discussing the new restaurant, obviously, that opened up in town, 1587 Prime. Now, any of you lucky enough to have gotten a reservation?
No, we talked about it a lot on our show, too.
So we were looking at the menu, and we were trying to map it out. I tried the day they opened up reservations to get in there. I thought I was going to get one because I had a point where you had to enter your credit card to reserve and everything.
Really?
And then it timed out on me. And so I think I'm going to have to wait a couple more months. But is this something that you're wanting to go to?
I would love to go, but did you see how much the steaks are?
That's kind of what you expected,
kind of like high-end steakhouse.
The highest price for a steak was $345.
I mean, I'm not getting that.
That's
one.
for the tomahawk. You know,
you can just get a filet for like $50 or $60.
There, there you go.
The filet is definitely the move there. I noticed we were laughing. They have the ketchup flight.
Yes, yes.
I like it. All the fanciest ketchups.
But like we were looking at, they had a receipt online. It would show you how much it would cost to get, you know, because the drinks are $20 each, the ketchup flight and whatever. And I think, my God, you spend $500 and you just poop it out the next day. Like. Seems like a complete waste. What a waste.
But I do love the fact that Taylor Swift's drink is $22.
So you guys have probably seen the video. That drink, it is very cool. The video of the drink where like
the
they light it or whatever.
Alchemy,
yeah. So that looks neat. It's one of those I want to experience it once. Am I going to be going there very often? No, I mean, it is very expensive.
Special occasion.
Yeah, something like that.
No, you do.
Yeah. Are you guys foodies? Anybody like dining?
I love foodies. Yeah, I'm all about it.
That's probably what it is. Like, I like it for the experience part. I waste my money on all kinds of stuff.
I think it'd be
fun.
Might as well
enjoy an evening out at in a nice meal.
I mean, I want to go just because of the hype of it all. And I did notice that you can get a burger, which I still think this is high for a burger and fries or whatever, but it was like $38.
The big red burger, I think, is what it is.
That's right.
Yeah, $50. It's weird. I'm sure it's great. To me, if I'm going there, I would feel weird to order a hamburger at a steakhouse.
I know.
I'm sure the burger's great, but that's kind of where I'm at on it.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping with this restaurant, because we know Travis is going to hang it up at some point, right? And I've been wondering about how much time is he going to be still in Kansas City? Because I love that when he's here and Taylor's here and the energy that it brings to town when they're both around. How much time is he going to be here when he's not playing for the Chiefs anymore? And I'm kind of hoping maybe he'll just like post up at the bar there and be like Norm from Cheers. And it's like you roll in and he's just like, hey, welcome.
Yeah.
Nice.
I wish.
They have a
separate
entrance. You guys, I'm sure, when they were announcing the restaurant, there's a private entrance for celebrities to go. They don't want anybody to mess with them, obviously.
Right.
Oh, I get it. It would be fun to go there just the one time.
At least one
time. Have a special occasion there, and then you can say you did it.
There is the way they brought her into the game, wheeling in the barrier.
I saw that.
It looks so silly. It's just like a partition on wheels.
What's that?
And just pours sand. I'm just like, oh, this. I hate that you have to do this.
But was that truly because of the state of our country and some things that happened?
I know there was speculation about that and that she had been receiving some threats. But
to this point, just walked in normal up until that
moment.
That's
what I mean. I honestly think it had something to do with safety. I really do. I want to think that anyway.
Unfortunately, I think that might have contributed to that decision. I assume that'll be the norm going forward at Arrowhead for her. Mm. I don't know.
Yeah. And that's so upsetting because I do look forward to seeing what she's wearing to the games. Right.
There you go.
I have a suggestion for how we can get this meal paid. Maybe we see if Roxanne wants to chip in. A little we're getting the two stations together. Hey. They're getting to know each other. Oh, can we get that dinner on Odyssey's dime?
Yeah.
We can invite a client if that helps. Jay Rieger can come along.
That's right.
Come on. Whatever it takes.
You know.
They've got Jay Rieger on the menu for the cocktail list.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. So, I'm sure they do.
They've got, you know, local whiskey.
How do you guys see the game playing out, though, on Sunday? It is a must-win game, we think, for the Chiefs. But we do our game predictions towards the end of the show here every single Friday on a Red Friday in KC. Jagger, I'll start with you. Chiefs, Giants. Chiefs, by the way, are 5.5-point favorites, if you were wondering.
I think the Chiefs will win by at least 17 points.
Ooh, that's a pretty good margin.
That would calm everybody down a little bit if
Please.
That happened.
That's
that
the
would
number.
Calm everybody down.
I think they're ready.
Yeah. I'm going to say Chiefs 24-17.
Okay.
So tight. Lower scoring-ish.
Lower scoring-ish, but
gotta sweat it a little at the end.
Getting the W, yes.
And I think that our outfits are cuter, so I'm going to go Chiefs. And as far as the score, I don't know. My husband's really, he says he's going to kill me. He just says we don't look good this year.
Well, he's not wrong. They don't look good right now.
It's not inaccurate.
But I don't think that's nice because it's like we need to root on our team.
Yes, you know?
So he says we don't look good. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if we're going to do it.
Look, the Giants, before the season started, this would be a game nobody be sweating at all. Be like, all right, whatever. Let's get to Baltimore. Because it's true, they haven't looked good offensively. The defense was much better last week, but the offense has really struggled. Worthy hopefully is back.
Yeah.
Rice is still suspended. I mean, this offense is going to be tough to watch for another month, I think.
Yeah.
So this would normally be a no-brainer game. I don't think it's a coin flip, but it's not. Like, it would on Monday, if we walked into the Chiefs loss to the Giants, I would not be like shocked. Based on how they've played, I think the Chiefs win. You know, I think earlier on the social media video we put out, I think I said 27-20 was the score I gave.
Look, in the end, I looked up all the numbers, and we did, right? For every team that started 0-2 after losing the Super Bowls, the teams with good quarterbacks win lots of games between 10 and 12. Historically, I don't think they're losing to the Giants. They're not losing to Russell Wilson and the Giants.
You think it's been bad the first
31-17 is my official guess. I've been wrong in the first two anyway.
That's kind of where you're at, Jagger. That's
exactly.
If they're 0-3 Monday morning, just telling you, you think it's been bad this last week?
It'll be doomsday.
Oh.
It'll be bleak.
But wait, what if you start out bad?
Uh-huh.
You've got nowhere to go but up. I think it's less pressure. Everyone's relaxed at that point, and they just start winning
all
the games.
This team should like pressure. They've won multiple Super Bowls. They've played in five of the last six.
I think
they can't be now the pressure's off. We'll be okay. They're used to that part.
I think, Jenny, if they hadn't gone on the stretch of like winning recently over the last couple of years with Super Bowl, then I think I'm with you. But like they're expected. And so with that, people are going to start saying they stink and that the season's over and they're going to have to block all that out.
But think about it. That's pressure. You've got pressure. You've been the best. And now you've got pressure to continue to be the best. Yeah. And I don't know. I'm telling you. I think get these losses under our belt. Look at me. I'm so sportsy.
I like it. Look right now. Here we go.
Get these losses under our belt and then we start winning, boys.
You're using all the great adages. Classic ones.
By the way, I owe her a meal because this morning, I bet her, I said, if you say outfits, while I'm hanging out with these guys today.
Uniforms.
Outfits. She said outfits, so I owe her something.
You owe me a meal.
Lunch or dinner.
You owe me a dinner at Prime at 1587 Prime.
Perfect.
I'm in trouble now.
Perfect. Yeah, I think you got to make that happen. Drew, what's your prediction, by the way, for this game?
Same as you. Chiefs 27, Giants 20.
Same score. Last week, you did pick correctly. You had the Eagles beating the Chiefs, so Drew Drew did get that one right. Cody and I both have the Chiefs beating the Eagles. That was obviously incorrect.
Wasn't way off or anything.
Well,
you know, I don't want to
not get the win.
Lump it in like we're
big
just
plans for anybody this week. Anybody, tomorrow I'm going to Lawrence KU football game. First time checking out the new stadium. Nice. And then tonight, Nate Bergetzi at T-Mobile. I'm looking forward to that.
That should be really fun.
Yeah, he's super funny.
Yeah, I haven't seen him in person. I've seen his Netflix comedy.
He's also fresh off the Emmys. He was the host of the Emmy Awards.
Yes, like 2 weeks ago,
just Sunday. This past Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Not even a week ago.
We don't really have big plans, but I'll tell you what's weird. My kids' soccer, again, my son has a game Sunday night at like 7 o'clock.
Wow.
During the game?
No.
That's what? Like, who planned that?
No. That game's getting canceled.
Right.
Wow.
Jenny Jagger, great to have you guys in studio. Matt, appreciate it as always. Again, new morning show over on 106.5 The Wolf. Great to hang out with you guys. We'll have to do this again.
Thank you guys.
Thanks to Jay Rieger and Co. for some awesome Electric Park cocktails as well. Mm-hmm. Perfect for some college football this weekend. Pick up those at any of your local liquor stores in town. Hope everybody has a great weekend. The Drive with C-Dot and Rob up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.